truth.
This is Gene Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 13th day of June, 2024. The news from Russia and Ukraine is ominous. The West has declared war on Russia, war without rules, declares Medvedev, the former president of Russia, a true nationalist. Moscow should use every opportunity to inflict maximum damage on Western nations that have declared a war without rules on Russia, former President Dmitry Medvedev has argued. Every weakness of the U.S. and its allies should be exploited to undermine them and destruct life for their citizens, the Russian official said Thursday, reacting to the latest round of sanctions announced by Washington earlier this week. Are they afraid that we would transfer our arms to the enemies of the Western world? We would send every kind of weapon except nuclear for now? He wrote on social media, are they afraid of anarchy and crime waves in large cities? We should help disrupt their municipal authorities. Russia could trigger a war in space, wage a psychological war campaign against Western citizens, so they tremble under blankets in their cozy homes and unleash a tsunami of fake news to turn their life into a never-ending nightmare in which they cannot distinguish reality from the wildest fiction. Meanwhile, bad omen. War news 24/7. Russia mobilized all nuclear forces from the Arctic Ocean into the North Sea. The Baltic Fleet has received a nuclear MOS kit. This is serious. Russia today unexpectedly expanded the geographic area of tactical nuclear weapons exercises to include Leningrad military formation in addition to the Southern Military District. This is a deliberate deception of NATO, which has now realized Russia is not carrying out a simple exercise. In fact, this mobilization coincides with the arrival of Russian ships in Cuba. Strange timing. The Leningrad military sector stretches from the border with Norway in the north to Belarus, and includes the Northern Fleet and the Kaliningrad enclave in the Baltic Sea between Lithuania and Poland. Virtually all military formations of the Russian Army, Navy, and Air Force are participating in the exercises with tactical nuclear weapons from the North Pole to the Black Sea. The Russians are ready. Meanwhile, financial disaster. You haven't felt the effects, but they won't be long in coming. A double whammy. Moscow Stock Exchange halts trades in dollars and euros. Very stunning stuff. This is from Hal Turner. The Moscow Exchange announced minutes ago that will not conduct trading in dollars and euros starting from June 13th. That, my friends, would be today. Earlier, U.S. Treasury announced the U.S. is imposing sanctions on the Moscow Exchange and the National Clearing Center. Rumors swirling in Moscow right now say Russia may have to take out U.S. stock exchanges by placing them on the target list of decision-making centers. That would make New York City a primary target for Russian military strikes. And if you thought that was bad, get this. Black swan. That means major economic crisis. Saudi Arabia will not be renewing the 50-year petrodollar agreement with the United States. Here's a tweet from Shadow of Ezra. Saudi Arabia ditches dollar. Saudi Arabia will not be renewing the 50-year petrodollar agreement with the United States. Instead, they'll be selling oil in multiple currencies, including the Chinese RMB, euros, yen, and yuan. This should be described as a black swan event. But we wouldn't know it because the U.S. government is more focused on investigating the track that tracks over an LGBTQ street intersection. Remember, the revolution will not be televised. This is huge. Meanwhile, Douglas McGregor warns Russian nuclear hypersonic missiles checkmate 700 NATO F-15s. Here's some of what he has to say about it from the Truth Seeker.
Well, I can tell you that the destruction of the early warning strategic radar, which was part of the Russian early warning system, was a good example of such a trigger. We're very fortunate that the Russians have not responded to that. That alone raises eyebrows because people assume, well, you're trying to destroy our early warning system. The next thing we should expect is a nuclear attack. So that's very, very dangerous. And I think something in that category is probably going to trigger. Now, keep some things in mind. First of all, nothing happens on the ground in Ukraine, or I would argue in most of Eastern Europe, that the Russians aren't aware of. Remember, they have space-based intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. It's very, very good. Secondly, I think it's very important for us to understand that we've had some strikes recently using hypersonic missiles in the vicinity of Lvov. We think 100 officers, NATO and Ukrainian, were killed in that. Now, we don't admit to the U.S. officers and support personnel who've been killed in Ukraine. We just don't admit it. The French have been embarrassed because it was hard to cover up. The British don't admit anything. Nobody wants to admit that they've got anybody on the ground there. But that was a signal. That was an underground facility. That was a well-known former Soviet area, Arab barracks and airfield and so forth. A big training hub for NATO and Ukraine. And they annihilated it, killing at least 100 and wounding another 200. It was a major, major strike. It's hard for me to believe that we are so stupid as to announce our willingness to strike Russian territory and not understand that what happened in Western Ukraine could happen in Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Romania, Slovakia. And we need to wake up. These are not idle threats. The capabilities exist. And again, if he senses that we are going to mass air power, we've got 1,000 F-15s. Remember, F-15s are nuclear capable. And if they show up in great numbers and 600 or 700 and prepare to launch, I would expect those aerodromes, airfields, to be lost. The Russians will target them. And the easiest way to annihilate them is with a tactical nuclear weapon. I don't see any change in Washington now in the foreseeable future, unless the Russians retaliate very strongly against us in Eastern Europe. And I'm talking about, as I said before, these key areas, logistical sites, airports, and so forth, even logistical nets that depend on rail. I disagree with John Mearsheimer, and I rarely do. The one thing that I disagree with here is he talked about we would be dragged into a war. Wrong, John. We've been dragging Europe into this war from day one. The Europeans now have second thoughts. They're scared. And in fact, behind this facade of solidarity, things are falling apart. Why do you think Scholz spoke and said what he did? Everybody else in Europe nodded their heads. No, we are not invading Russia. It's not going to happen. We're the ones that continue to provoke. We're the ones that are continuing to maintain, with British help, this corrupt puppet regime in Kiev, whose only mission in life is to either sacrifice as many Ukrainians as possible and to do as much damage as they can to Russia. And frankly, they haven't done much damage at all. You know, today it was announced that Russia has officially become, I think, the fifth largest economy in the world after Japan. Gosh, what a huge achievement for the Biden administration and his friends and stupid supporters in both parties sitting in Congress. They've made Russia a superpower again.
What this represents and what is actually happening in the northern part of Ukraine?
I think you're witnessing the sort of spring rainstorm before the flood. And this is really one of those shaping operations. It's going to contribute to the fall of Kharkov and the movement further west and north by Russian forces in the area. It's very clear right now that there are several things baking in the oven. One is what I just described. The other is coming south out of Belarusia. A potential buildup there. Well, actually, it is a buildup. And I think that they, at the right point in time, will sweep south and cut off Kiev. By that time, most of these Russian troops should be further west. Now, what's the point of all of this? First of all, if you know that you're winning, and that is clearly the case with the Russians, what are you concerned about? You're concerned about taking no unnecessary casualties. So the emphasis on keeping Russian losses very low is probably greater now than at almost any point in this war. Putin and his generals have been very, very concerned about the preservation of Russian life, more so, I would argue, than any previous Russian or Soviet military establishment in living memory. And right now, I think that continues to bother him. At the same time, you've got to look at the maps, look at the road nets, look where the rail lines are, look at the rivers and streams, and then you'll see that these shaping attacks make sense. So I think you're going to see something much larger and much faster in the near future, because he does want to wrap this up. The question is, as he wraps this up, what occurs in Kiev, especially when it becomes clear that the Russians are headed down towards it as from the north as also from the east. I suspect we'll see Zelensky packing his bags and leaving.
Now, it's ironic because...
I think that's right. We'll see Zelensky packing his bags and leaving. Exactly. Meanwhile, I find this rather touching. Vladimir Putin has sent a message to the Greek people. Do not get involved further in Ukraine. The consequences will be tragic. It's a warning. It was transmitted in Greek. A message from Russian President Vladimir Putin to the Greek people, which is actually broadcast in Greek, was posted by the Russian embassy in Athens, located on the Twitter X platform and on Facebook. A fact that shows the criticality of the situation in terms of military involvement of Greece in Ukraine, together with the rest of the NATO forces. Let me preface. Recall I recently reported that NATO released a map of invading Russia from six different locations. One of those was Greece. The Russian president informs Greeks of the tragic consequences of depleting, a deepening of Greece's military involvement would have. The message is as follows. The representatives of the NATO countries, especially in Europe, especially in the small countries, must know what they are playing with. They must remember that they are usually states with a small territory and a very dense population. And of course, the reason he's saying that is nukes are going to take out most of their population. And that's a factor they should keep in mind, Putin continues, before talking about strikes deep into Russian territory. This is a serious matter, and of course, we are following it very carefully. The statement of Putin concerned military involvement of Greece and Ukraine and the revelation that Ukrainian F-16 will operate from airports of Romania and Poland. Moscow, knowing that the situation will escalate and will be forced to strike bases in these two countries, is asking Greece to stay away from NATO's war plans. I find this especially touching because, of course, as a professional philosopher, Greece made a huge contribution and is historically viewed as a cradle of Western civilization. Remember, we had the birth of philosophy with Socrates, with Plato, with Aristotle, one of the three greatest figures in the history of philosophy, along with Immanuel Kant of Germany and C.S. Peirce of the United States, the only great American philosopher, although many pretend to be. So what he's doing really is talking about Greece with great affection and concern for its historic role in the development of civilized society and Western values, reason and rationality. I'm affected by that message. Meanwhile, Army tactical missile systems are being sent to Ukraine. Nevertheless, this ATACMS, Army Tactical Missile System, is very formidable. And we're sending it to Ukraine to fight Russia willy-nilly. Get this. Lindsey Graham says a quiet part out loud. The real reason why the U.S. had provided unlimited funding for the war with Russia. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has become the first member of the Washington establishment to say the quiet part out loud regarding U.S. funding of the war between Ukraine and Russia, which is really a war between the U.S., NATO, and Russia. NATO is Ukraine is just NATO's proxy. Speaking in an interview with CBS News Face the Nation Sunday, Senator Graham said, Washington cannot afford to allow Russia to achieve victory in its war with Ukraine, as this would mean losing direct access to, get this, vast mineral wealth. You thought this war was supposed to be over freedom and democracy? No. It's over vast mineral wealth. Graham accused Russian President Putin of being a megalomaniac who's attempting to recreate the Russian Empire by force of arms, starting with Ukraine, a favorite talking point for the Washington neocons, which has no basis in fact. Graham then claimed that if Moscow wins the war, he'll proceed to take over Ukraine's wealth and share it with China. Graham described that prospect as ridiculous, suggesting it would be better if this gold mine were claimed by the U.S. and its allies. They're sitting on 10 to 12 trillion of critical minerals in Ukraine. They could be the richest country in all of Europe. If we help Ukraine now, they can become the best business partner we ever dreamed of. That 10 to 12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine in the West, not given to Putin and China. Here he is saying it.
What did Trump do to get the weapons flowing? He created a loan system. They're sitting on $10 to $12 trillion of critical minerals in Ukraine. They could be the richest country in all of Europe. I don't want to give that money and those assets to Putin to share with China. If we help Ukraine now, they can become the best business partner we ever dreamed of. That $10 to $12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine and the West, not given to Putin and China. This is a very big deal how Ukraine ends. Mm-hmm. Let's help them win a war we can't afford to lose. Let's find a solution to this war. But they're sitting on a gold mine to give Putin $10 or $12 trillion of critical minerals that he will share with China is ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous is having initiated a war that we were not prepared to fight. It was a huge mistake. Ukraine has already lost the war. Every serious student agrees. So fighting on, it's going to be disaster. And as the reports I've already given, Saudi Arabia is dropping a petrodollar. The Moscow Stock Exchange is no longer going to trade in dollars or euros. The West has declared a war without rules. Russia has mobilized all its nuclear forces. Stand by. They're ready. We're not. It's a war we can't afford to lose, but we could not possibly win.
Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact-bit number two. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves the quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar's cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around.
Here's a good one. Turning to the Middle East, huge surprises to await Israel if the regime launches a new war on Lebanon, according to Hezbollah, coming from the Truth Seeker. What do you think those huge surprises could be? Publishing Press TV. A senior Hezbollah official says the Lebanese resistance is fully prepared for any possible scenario, stressing that much greater surprises than the ones that have stunned the Zionists so far are in store in the case that Tel Aviv regime opts to launch a new war on Lebanon. My best guess, they have tactical nukes. My best guess. Meanwhile, in some ways more surprising, this is an opinion published in Haaretz, which is a leading Israeli newspaper. Get this. Another Trump term in the U.S. will be dangerous and cruel. Jews and Israelis should know that. The guardrails will be off for an emotionally unhinged, declining isolationist president should Trump return to the White House. If he wins a second term, the left would be left unrecognizable. In December 2020, a month before Trump unwillingly left office, George Packer wrote in The Atlantic, which, let me add, has become a propaganda journal, America under Trump became less free, less equal, more divided, more alone, deeper in debt, swampier, dirtier, meaner, sicker, and deader. It also became more delusional. I can't imagine such nonsensical claptrap. All those opinions are true of Biden, not of Trump. Meanwhile, Dr. Phil asked Trump about his plan for revenge. His answer? Very surprising. Sometimes revenge can be justified, he told Dr. Phil. Maybe we have revenge through success. I want to see this country surprised. Dave Rubin is just as impressed as Dr. Phil by Trump's humble answer. That's Trump at his best, says Dave, adding that the left-owned media is trying to convince the nation. Trump will seek revenge by imposing his assailants and reframing the branches of government. But the truth is, the best revenge for Donald Trump would be the success of America, a sentiment in stark contrast to one that would be made by the tyrant Democrats as they portray him as being ridiculous. Meanwhile, here's another report. The Jews crown their Messiah. Guess who?
No, that's exactly what it is. This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Who's the 163 Orthodox rabbis?
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of that?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom, the inscription says, the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Nope. You know none of this. They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that? That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only. And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are... This is the inscription, which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis.
He's the anointed one. The Mashiach, the Messiah, is the anointed one. Expected to be a leader of the Jews, true. So what do we got? Is Trump going to be a monster according to Haaretz, or is he going to be their Messiah? Meanwhile, the White House has put up all kinds of additional security in anticipation of pro-Palestine anti-genocide protests, no doubt, when Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to speak on the 24th of July. White House. Booths, security, erects anti-scaling fences ahead of massive anti-Israel protest. Mind you, there's going to be more and more protests taking place. Meanwhile, here we have a good question. Who created the conditions for low birth rates in the West? Significant issue here. Because with all the migration, all the infusion, all the execution of the clergy plan, we got a problem.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Half a dozen about the Hunter conviction and Biden response. Here's the first. Biden shows support for son Hunter after conviction, says he'll respect the verdict, ABC News. President Joe Biden, in his first comment after Hunter Biden was found guilty on all three counts at his federal gun trial, expressed love for his son and vowed to accept the verdict handed down by the jury Tuesday. He reiterated much of the statement from when the trial kicked off on June 3rd. As I said last week, I am the president, but I am also a dad. Jill and I love our son. We are so proud of the man he is today. So many families who have loved ones battle addiction understand the feeling of pride seeing someone you love come out of the other side and be so strong and resilient in recovery. That's a bit much. Meanwhile, Alan Dershowitz. Hunter verdict real, Trump made up. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor emeritus, told Newsweek Tuesday, the conviction of Hunter does not prove that justice is blind in this country, only the appearance. Dershowitz said it's a false equivalence to compare Hunter's conviction on three felony federal firearm charges to the convictions of Donald Trump 2 weeks ago. After all, Hunter was convicted of a real crime, whereas Trump was a made-up charge. It proves that in order to justify an erroneous conviction in New York, the Justice Department had to appoint a special prosecutor to make it appear that there is fair justice. But there isn't. There's an enormous difference. Trump was convicted of a made-up charge. There's nothing to the case. I still can't figure out what the actual conviction is based upon. On the other hand, Hunter was convicted of a real crime. He certainly got that right. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz blasts the Hunter conviction, unveils the true Biden family scales. He views it as a tactic of distraction, addressing the elephant in the room. Matt Gaetz mints no words when he criticized the conviction of Hunter Biden on federal gun charges. He dismissed the case as insignificant compared to what he sees as the true transgressions of the Biden family. The Hunter Biden gun conviction is kind of dumb, he remarked, emphasizing the real issues are being overshadowed by this legal sideshow. The real Gaetz comments reflect a broader sentiment among conservatives who view the conviction as a smokescreen designed to distract the public from more serious allegations. According to Gaetz and many of his colleagues, the real scandal lies in the Biden family's international dealings. Thus, Representative Comer, Department of Justice must investigate full Biden family, not just Hunter. House Oversight Chair Jane Comer said the guilty verdict against Hunter on three felonies is a step toward accountability, but called on the Department of Justice to launch a full investigation into his father, President Joe Biden, and the rest of his family as well. Until the DOJ investigates everyone involved in a Biden corrupt influence peddling schemes that generated over $18 million in foreign payments to the Biden family, it will be clear department officials continue to cover for the big guy, Joe Biden. The Kentucky Republican, one of the congressmen leading the impeachment inquiry against the president, said in a statement, he's got it right. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, further reports, criminal referrals on the way for Hunter and James Biden, proving the theory no one's above the law. Republican House committee members leading the impeachment inquiry of Joe have recommended James and Hunter be charged with perjury for their false statements before the panels. The Oversight Committee Chair, James Comer, Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith, Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, sent a letter to Special Counsel David Weiss and Attorney General Garland. In the letter, they stated Hunter and James deliberately provided provably false statements to hinder the Joe Biden impeachment investigation. No doubt about it. Meanwhile, a Biden spokeswoman struggles on live TV with questions about his mental health. An interview with Biden spokeswoman Andrea Elrod on Scripps News took a strange turn when the host asked about voter concerns over a presidential candidate's mental state. Elrod seemed to struggle to understand the question and abruptly ended the segment, leaving a sense of awkwardness, which highlights the ongoing concern over Joe Biden's mental state as he runs for the presidency. According to a recent poll by ABC and the Washington Post, 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to run for the president. The elephant in the room is Biden's mental acuity. and this interview did not help the campaign's effort to shift focus. Yes, exactly. Meanwhile, a former White House doctor warns about Biden's recent gaffes. An article detailing Joe Biden's difficulties in handling business behind closed doors was published this week, according to the former White House physician for both Obama and Trump, which poses a grave danger to the United States. Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas comment follows a story in the Wall Street Journal suggested Biden had difficulty to the point that administration officials in private conversation with him have questioned his mental state, some wondering if he was awake. In addition to allegedly forgetting about previously completed agreements and making strange comments to legislators, the paper said Biden lacked knowledge about the specifics of his own ideas and their implementation. No doubt about it. He's incompetent. Meanwhile, Trump is acquiring powerful new allies. Look who's racing to support him now. Recently, big players in Silicon Valley attended a fundraiser for Trump. Despite ailing from a largely leftist industry, they helped raise $12 million in one night for the Republican candidate. This comes as more and more Americans are rallying behind Trump post-conviction. It seems Silicon Valley business owners are eager to support Trump, thanks to Biden's titanic failures. Biden's apparently in the bag for socialists who are trying to wipe out America's economy. Heavy regulation, terrible economic decision, rampant government spending are hurting big Trump, big tech, and they are not the only ones. Now an unlikely group of executives is coming around to support Trump, which will really terrify Joe Biden. As though he had any awareness of what's going on in the world at all today. Just unbelievable. Meanwhile, Megyn Kelly demolished Joy Behar of The View for this awful confession about Donald Trump. The View has really become quite bizarre. Former President Trump unjust conviction for 34 felony counts of falsifying business in a kangaroo court set up a media frenzy. Democrat media allies waited years for Trump to be convicted and treated the awful event like it was a Super Bowl or New Year's Eve or winning the lottery, all rolled into one. For ABC's The View, this was the highlight of their miserable lives. Co-host Joy Behar repulsed a daytime audience with her story of hearing the news about Trump's conviction. My reaction was I was at Costco buying 10 boxes of current coffee and my watch started to buzz. I got so excited. I started leaking a little bit. Oh, give me a break. So you're the leaker, co-host Goldie, Whoopi Goldberg asks, I'm the leaker. Behar exclaimed with joy. Behar taunted Trump for accurately calling his Soviet-style show trial rigged. In other words, Joy Behar was peeing in her pants. Meanwhile, AOC shocks America with anti-Semitic claim. Let's see here. She's actually been calling out those who are criticizing the protesters. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is struggling to hold on to a progressive member card as more and more leftists turn on Jewish Americans. But while she condemned anti-Semitism, she dropped this whopper of a claim from the post-millennial Monday. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed that false accusations of anti-Semitism are welded against people of color. A progressive squad member has been accused of anti-Semitism herself, said during a live stream she hosted called Anti-Semitism and the Fight for Democracy, that the spike in anti-Semitism since Palestinian terrorist attacked Israel on October 7th has undermined a progressive movement, and that's, of course, the way they're spinning what took place. It's also true that accusation and false accusation are wielded against people of color, women of color, by bad faith political actors. Actually, the squad's been pretty good here in objecting to the ongoing slaughter in Palestine. Meanwhile, does this surprise you? Epic Times reports why nearly half of U.S. online job postings are fake. Amid complex hiring processes, a shadow is spreading in the American business world. Companies are using fake online job openings to project an image of growth, but keep existing employees motivated and cultivate a pool of possible future candidates with no intention of hiring, according to research. The practice is commonly known as ghost posting, which accounts for 43% of online job openings across multiple industries. A Clarify Capital survey of more than 1,000 hiring managers showed that beyond fake growth metrics and productivity drivers, one third of professionals claim they use ghost posts to placate overworked employees. How about that? Is anyone surprised? Meanwhile, turns out that an historical society confirmed Supreme Court justices were secretly recorded at an event. That's a no-no. The society that holds an event with Supreme Court justices has confirmed an activist secretly recorded several justices, says the activist membership will be revoked. Our policy is to ensure that all attendees, including the justices, are treated with respect. We condemn the surreptitious recording of justices at the event, which is inconsistent with the entire spirit of the evening. A society spokeswoman said that Lauren Windsor, the activist who recorded interaction with Justices Samuel Alito and John Roberts, and Alito's wife, will be removed from the society. Meanwhile, get this. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas loses legal challenge in a court of arbitration for sports. The CAS has dismissed a challenge from transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, who had asked a Swiss-based court to reject a policy that would prevent her, actually a guy, from competing in women's races at the elite competition. In its ruling, published Wednesday, the panel of arbitrators determined Thomas did not have standing to challenge a policy created by Swimming's International Federation, World Aquatics. The CAS panel found that, for the time being, she, really he, is not eligible to compete in elect competitions through World Aquatics or USA Swimming, so the policy does not apply to her. She is currently only entitled to compete in USA Swimming events that do not qualify as elite events. She is not on the preliminary entry list for the U.S. Olympic swimming trials, which begin this weekend in Indianapolis, ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics next month. Yes, good. He has no business in women's sports. Meanwhile, Riley Gaines reacts to Leah Thomas losing challenge to compete in women's Olympics. Former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines reacted to the news that trans-identifying male swimmer Leah Thomas lost his challenge to compete in the Olympics in women's swimming events. In a post on X, Gaines reported that Yahoo Sports headline, "Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas loses legal challenge in court of arbitration ruling." The CAS panel found that for the time being, she's not eligible to compete. Thomas is currently only entitled to compete Here's what she said. Great news. Leah Thomas won't be able to compete in women's category at the Olympics or any other elite competition. She wrote to her 1 million followers. He has just lost his legal battle in the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling. Coin a victory for women and girls everywhere. The post has since gone viral, with more than 1.3 million viewers at the time of this publication. Gaines later called on the NCAA to strip him, Thomas, of every award, title, and record he stole from a deserving female athlete. I could not agree more.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Well, if you had any remaining lingering doubts about the facts, former Vice President Pfizer, Dr. Michael Yeadon, has declared the mRNA-based COVID vaccines were designed intentionally to harm, maim, and kill, and to reduce human fertility. Hear him say it.
If you followed me, you'll know I spent over 30 years in research in the pharmaceutical industry and biotech. I trained in toxicology, and I worked with colleagues designing experimental molecules that we hope will become medicines. That gives me the credentials to stand, as it were, in the shoes of the designers of these vaccines and answer the question, what were you thinking when you made these design decisions? Now, you can go and watch any of my interviews, but I'll cut to the chase. And you may not believe it, but I am sure, not slightly, but sure, these materials were designed intentionally to harm, maim, and kill, and to reduce human fertility. That is my verdict, and I can stand it up. I will be in court, Supreme Court in Costa Rica very shortly, and I'll be using exactly this argument that I will give the detail. That's the first point. So don't take these injectables. Don't take the next lot either. They will also be designed to harm you. All mRNA-based materials are dangerous. Don't take them.
Here's more about it. Ex-Pfizer chief scientist Dr. Michael Yeadon. Anything with mRNA written on it is designed to be harmful, with no exceptions. With no exceptions.
That obvious, I'm sure. Once you have it pointed out, something, oh my God. And then, you know, I knew it was intentional because as soon as things really started to go wrong, the government started censoring it. We really are.
Really
and they're still doing it. So, again, if you want to think this is all real and an accident, I'll see you in Hades, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't even know who's running this. I call them the perpetrators because it saves me the difficulty of not knowing who they are. I mean, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Probably the richest people in the world that cluster around events like the WEF and the UN, probably. You know, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it either. It makes no sense. But they are doing it. And I would say, in order to not have the rest of your lives and your freedoms taken away, don't take any more of these bloody jabs. Anything with mRNA written on it is designed to be harmful. There are no exceptions, right?
That's a powerful statement, isn't it?
And yet,
when they're talking about giving the cattle the mRNA.
And the food. And there are mega factories going up to support the cattle.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 13th day of June 2024. I would mention some of them predicted that Biden would be stepping down or be replaced as early as today. It could happen soon. I find it highly plausibly might want to pardon his son, even for crimes at which he's yet to be convicted, if that's within the powers of the presidency, and withdraw from the race for president. That is about as charitable an interpretation as one could possibly impose upon the Biden presidency. He stepped down for the good of the family. I'm not guaranteeing it'll happen, but I have no doubt he will not be on the ticket come November. Cheryl in Florida, delighted to have you back, Cheryl. Give us your thoughts.
Okay. The reason I was calling was because I just can't let Lindsey Graham get away with that BS he's spewing about Ukraine. We all know what's going on, and you know what's going on in Ukraine. We all do. It's weapons trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, organ trafficking, and the Democratic Party is money laundering through there back to their NGOs and back to their campaigns for re-election and all of that kind of crap. So it has nothing to do with $12 trillion in minerals or rare minerals being in Ukraine, because that's absolutely not true. You know, here's what they do have in Ukraine, and they are known to be the breadbasket of the world because they have the world's richest black soil on the planet, and they are known for their farms and fields, and they supply the world with grain. That's what they're known for. And a friend of mine in Ukraine who lives in Kharkov told me that now those fields have all been mined, so they're useless. They can't even use them anymore. Russia is the country that has the trillions of dollars in rare minerals. They have palladium. They have gold mines. They have diamond mines right near Armavir, Krasnodar, too. And they have oil, gas. They have, we were buying titanium from them because we use titanium in the production of our chaff for our fighter jets. And they have, I can't even remember. There's so many rare minerals in Russia. And there's no telling what's in the permafrost region of Russia either. So it is Russia that has all the rare minerals, not Ukraine. And also, he's just trying to protect our interest in all that trafficking crap. You know, they said the same thing, too, about Afghanistan. When we went into Afghanistan, there was nothing there either. Oh, Russia has lithium. That's another one that Russia has. So they have a lot of, this is what they're after. They're after the natural resources of Russia. They want to do regime change so that they can rape and pilfer Russia. They're just like a bunch of damn pirates, you know? And I'm understanding, and I'm not clear on this. Have you ever heard of the doctrine of discovery?
Yes, but go ahead and remind us.
Well, the doctrine of discovery just somehow gives them the right to piracy, I guess you could call it. But I don't know where it comes from. It comes from before the establishment. I think it comes out of Great Britain. It comes before the establishment of the United States. But I need to do more research on that because I'm told that this is what they're operating under the authority of the doctrine of discovery. And more needs to be known about that because that's just one of the little secret things that they operate under.
The idea being that if they can be the first to claim to have discovered a certain resource, they're entitled to its possession.
Exactly. And something else, too, I wanted to say about Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't have oil and gas either. They were stealing the gas out of the pipelines that are running from Russia through Ukraine. They've been stealing, siphoning it for years. So they have no resources. That's bullshit. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, Cheryl, listen. Your point about mining that wonderful soil, what a calamity. How stupid, how dumb can you get?
Now, Armavir in the Krasnodar region of Russia has the same similar type of soil, and they call that the breadbasket of Russia because a lot of farms and fields and grain is grown in that region of Russia for Russia. But as far as Ukraine goes, they have nothing there. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And yet, of course, we get the declaration that the New World Order cannot move forward absent Ukraine, which I have always believed was the primary reason the fighting has been so fierce. They want to make it the new Israel. They can't make it the new Israel if there's no Ukraine to convert. I mean, you know, for all these Ashkenazi Jews to return to the land or region of their ancestors.
Right. They call it Big Israel. We call it Big Israel and Little Israel. Little Israel being, you know, the current Israel. But, yeah, as I understand it, Zelensky signed some kind of agreement years ago that would make Ukraine Big Israel. And the Ashkenazis were all going to, the Khazarians, whatever you want to call them, would all be relocated to Ukraine. That was the initial thing. And then we said, oh, wait a minute, now we can start trafficking all this bullshit through here and make a lot of money on this, you know? And I'm not sure whatever happened to the whole concept of Big Israel, Little Israel, but apparently something's changed. I don't know what.
Cheryl, anyway, I love your thoughts.
I just wanted to throw that out.
Keep them coming, Cheryl. I really value your insights and information. This is all very, very important. But who would have made the colossally stupid decision to mine that most precious soil so that it becomes useless? I mean,
the United States.
Go ahead.
The United States. I think they did because in that way they can't grow anything in it. They can't supply grain. They can't sell grain to any foreign countries or provide food for any foreign countries. If you notice, food supplies all over the world are being cut off. We're destroying the cattle industry. We're destroying farms. We're destroying ranching. We're destroying chickens and eggs. And the food supply is being destroyed.
Yes.
Part of the depopulation agenda.
Yes.
So you're exactly right, Cheryl. Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate the call. I look forward to the next. Thank you, Cheryl. Charlie in Florida. Charlie, join the conversation.
Oh, hello, Professor. That last caller was excellent. She's spot on almost everything she said.
Yes.
Because yesterday I got stuck and I couldn't remember what it was I wanted to talk about. But it's the same subject. I remember today, I know what it was I was wanting to say yesterday. This happened to do with Graham and his statement. And I wanted to talk up to that also. Okay, she's right about everything she said, but in a way, she's not quite correct. Ukraine has, in that area over there, they have the fourth largest mineral holder as far as precious minerals and stuff in that area. The other three areas are all in Russia, okay, as far as the minerals and stuff. Russia has the most majority of the minerals. But the ones that Graham is talking about that are in Ukraine are mostly, almost all of them, are in the behind the Russian-held territories. That's why this is important, okay? It's in the territories that Russia has already taken in this war, all right, and is on their side now. So what Graham is saying is the only way to get those areas back would be to take back all the areas that Russia has already gotten, all right, and already taken over. That isn't going to happen, not unless we absolutely escalate the war to have boots on the ground and many, many other troops and everything else over there in there. So what Graham is really saying is we need to do everything we can to go in and kick Russia out, to steal their wealth, to steal those lands back. And it's just an impossible task unless we really ramp up the war. So what he's saying is we got to ramp this war up to the nth degree.
That's good. That's good, Charlie. I think you're right. I think you're right. That's fascinating. In the Donbass and the Kherson and the other regions that Russia already controls, that's really, really interesting, Charlie. It's a great add to the conversation. You have a further thoughts for the day?
Yes. Yes, I do. You're spot on by playing.
First of all, you're spot on by playing anything by Dr. Michael Yaden.
Yes.
Probably the authority and the only one speaking any truth about what's going on with the vaccines and the COVID-19, which he believes doesn't exist also. Now,
right.
I need to go on to one other thing, okay? And this is kind of personal, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If Trump is going to be declared the Mashiach over there, all right? And this is important for people that are Christians, okay? And I'm a Christian. I know you're not, but I am. What that means to me is that
Trump would be, if he claims that he is going to fulfill that role, I don't know necessarily what Israel claims is going to be valid, but if he claims it, that he's the Mashiach, and if Israel actually does come out and claim him to be the Mashiach, that means he's the Antichrist in Christian terms. Because Christ has already come. He's already come to this world, and he made it clear, and that when he returns, he will come, and he will. All eyes will see him. It'll be like a lightning flash from the east to the west, I believe. I can't remember the exact line, but he will return from the sky as like an angel, and a flash of lightning, and everyone will see him. That's the only way Christ is going to return. He's not going to return as some kind of Antichrist Mashiach over in Israel. So this is important. If that is the case, I will not support Trump. Okay, I said we have to support him because of financial things, but I can't support anybody that's going to fulfill the rule of the Antichrist. That's just not going to happen.
Well, Charlie, I appreciate that. The $64,000 question is, what's Trump going to be like if he gets into office? Because I don't doubt all the discussions on all the shows in the country aren't going to affect the outcome. He's going to be reelected with a landslide vote, I have no doubt, even greater than 2020, where by my best calculation, he got over 100 million votes and Biden only about 37. It's going to be even more massive this time around, Charlie. But you raise a very significant question. What will Trump be like? What role is he going to play as president? How's it all going to play out? Because a lot of us are very troubled, very concerned. And you raise what certainly, from your perspective, is a totally legitimate question about what's going on here, Charlie. A final thought?
Well, we might see him
take a bullet to the head, because the Bible claims the Antichrist will recover from a head wound. But I don't know. We'll see. I hope Trump doesn't back down. I hope he doesn't go down this path that he claims he's the Mashiach or anything like that. I've heard in the past he has said that, but I don't know if it's true. But if he does claim that, then no one in their right mind who's a Christian can support him. Now, final thought on that is this. Will he turn on all of us? And he says he's going to end the war in Ukraine. He's going to do all this, that, and the other thing. Is he going to be good for those promises? Because he evidently flipped by this support for Israel and going with Mike Johnson on this war in Ukraine. So I don't know what to think about the guy. I mean, overall, I really don't. And this anti-Semitism stuff that they're talking about in Congress right now, in the House and everything, is ridiculous. We can't let them thwart our freedom of speech in this country.
I know.
I mean, if I want to say
Charlie.
Israel to the sea or whatever, you know, from the river to the sea, I ought to be able to say it, you know?
Of course. I'm aghast at the House, totally controlled by Israel. It's just outrageous. Charlie, you made great points today, my friend. Thanks for an excellent call. Excellent. Hijacker, join the conversation. Your thoughts.
Yes, Professor, I called in early because the last time you told me to call in because the clock got us.
Right, but, right.
So just a little joke to lead up to my point, which is kind of, and it is about the Ukraine and the resources. But so here's a little joke, and you may have heard it before, but how do you know when money is right to take it?
How do you know when money writes the ticket?
How do you know when money is right, like it's right to pick?
Oh, when money is right to pick. Go ahead, tell us, hijacker.
It's when Jews make it green. Anyways, here's my point on the Ukraine. And Cheryl is actually wrong. Per square foot, there was a map that came out in late 2020. And that was the first time that I started thinking there's going to be the war in Ukraine. But there was a thermal imaging map that came out in Ukraine that basically showed per square foot, Ukraine is actually richer than Russia. Now, Russia's 10 times bigger, so Russia's a lot more richer. But Ukraine, they do have 10 to 12, Lindsey Graham was not wrong, 10 to 12 trillion. $1,000, trillion dollars in wealth.
Is Charlie also right? Do those thermal maps show it's largely in the territories Russia has already seized control of?
Actually, he is right. He is right, but it's spread all over. And as far as the minefields, because of the war of attrition, the way Russians have fought this, all of Ukraine, which is like twice the size of Texas, it's a huge country. Most of it, very little that is actually mined. If you actually take a look at the point of contact, it has not changed that much. That's where all the war has been, and that's been the Russian strategy. Instead of just rip up all the way across the Ukraine, basically the Russians have basically built defensive structures and said, come on, Ukrainians, you come to us. And that's why you see the disparity of a 500,000 Ukrainians dead versus 50 to 75,000 Russians. But here's my point about what Lindsey Graham actually said is that this actually comes out, but it portends basically the larger picture. And that is our national debt at $35 trillion. These guys, what they had planned on doing, and this was the big plan, was to dethrone Putin and take over Russia. And this is the way they were going to go to their reset, their new digital currency. It was to plunder Russia. And they would basically, the Ukraine was a proxy war. The Russians have been right the whole time of what this game has been about. It's been about a worldwide digital currency and, you know, keeping control of the magical money machine in the West. So I just wanted to basically tell people that, because once you have this information, then you know we're all in. West is all in, Russia, China's all in on this. It's winner take all. This is about the BRICS. It's about the new digital.
Hi, Jagger. Hi, Jagger. Hang on, and I'll give you a final thought right after the break. Stand by. Hi, Jagger. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
I like the way the calls from Cheryl, from Charlie, and from Hijacker are fitting together. Hijacker, go ahead. Give us some further thoughts.
Right. Just two real quick points. Take less than 55 seconds, I think. And the first point is the last time we talked, Professor, I think the amount of dead in Gaza was at 25,000. We're now at 40,000 confirmed dead, with another 60,000 missing, which means buried alive. So that's 100,000. Yeah. So at what point do we actually give the Palestinians a democratic worldwide vote on whether they want to do a $1 trillion buyout or not? And you don't have to answer that. And then my final point is, as a Christian, knowing that you're 82 and that you're agnostic, I would just encourage you to try to debunk. And when you finally get to the door and you open up the flat earth door, you will meet your creator, Professor.
Thanks, much appreciated. Yeah. Great. Okay, let's see. We got Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Before I get off on another tangent, but did you know that the Russian ships pulled into Havana Harbor this week?
Yeah. That's great.
Even Fox is covering it.
Excellent.
What are they saying? That's Putin's aggression.
Aggression, huh? Well, what the hell are we doing to Russia, for God's sake? Look at all the NATO aggression and the U.S. aggression and the U.K. aggression. And the, my God, how stupid is that? What do they think? We're a bunch of morons?
Right. And, you know, the Russian ships are already seen over by Venezuela, too.
Good.
So, also, I was going to agree with Charlie. It was in the back of my mind that Trump was the Antichrist. And when you said this about they're talking about him being the Messiah, see, a deadly wound could be something else. Like his wound was he lost this 2020 election. Now he's going to come back. He's going to be healed from it, see?
It
doesn't necessarily have to mean a physical wound.
That's fascinating, Laura. I love it. Keep going. You're on a roll, girl.
I just feel it scares me because I did tell a couple of people I felt that way, that he was the Antichrist. But and as I told you, when he first showed his apartment, on his coffee table he had a sculpture of a fallen angel. Like, who does that? Who has something like that on their coffee table, you know?
Yeah.
I've been suspicious of him. But the deadly wound doesn't necessarily mean a gunshot wound.
Good, Laura. Needless to say, as an agnostic, I'm a skeptic about all the theological arguments, but I find them fascinating, and I'm certainly glad to have them presented. Continue.
But even with the Russians pulling into Havana Harbor, they're not shaking up anybody in Washington. They're not going, hey, we better back off here, you know? They're not doing that.
Nobody in Washington has a functioning brain, Laura. It's incredible. No. These are all stooges, morons, nitwits, utter incompetence and corrupt, bought and paid for political figures who have no interest in America or Americans. They don't give a damn about their constituents. They're self-centered, self-absorbed, and they just don't give a shit about what happens to the United States. That's putting it very baldly, but that's exactly what's going on in D.C. today.
They want this third world war.
Yeah.
I can't believe a country wants a war. And, you know,
I hope they're all in D.C. when it goes up in a mushroom cloud.
Yeah, me too. And right now, Putin is practicing with Belarus with tactical nukes.
Of course.
They're having exercises right now.
Yes.
He's getting ready.
He is ready. We're not, but he is. We want
right.
it. They don't. We're going to get our ass whipped badly. And a lot right. of us are going to pay for it. Our families, our friends, the people we love and care about aren't going to be around any longer. Thus do I encourage everyone not to waste a precious minute when you can spend time with the people you love and care about. Do it. You won't regret a minute of that. But when it's all over, if you've missed those opportunities, you will regret it if you're capable of.
Oh, I've been telling my grandkids I love them and God bless them every time I see them.
Good for you, Laura. That's very sweet. Yes. I think that's totally appropriate.
And I say happy anniversary to you.
Thanks. 47? Yeah, yesterday, 47th. Actually, Hijacker was off a year. I'm 83. I'll be 84 in December, but he was close enough. He was certainly in the ballpark. Yeah. All right, thanks. Super call.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never knew. believe if anybody's helping anyway. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore, the Liberty Man, on RPN from 7 to 10, with highly qualified guests. Monday through Friday, we talk about a range of topics, day to day, helping you find your way through the chaos in store. John Moore, the Liberty Man, his website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore. From 7 to 10 and tune in, John Moore, the Liberty Man.
Well, welcome back to Joe, Make Israel Palestine Again in Florida. Joe, always glad to hear from you.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, listen, I just came back from putting out my 15-foot sign, three letters, S-O-S. I put it down here by the shore in South Florida. Unfortunately, the Admiral Gorshkov frigate, the Russian frigate, missed us. Maybe I'm hoping they're going to come back on the way back. I'm begging Vladimir Putin to save us from the satanic Jewish tyrannical dictatorship that we are being oppressed by here in the United States. Do you think I have any chance? We need to be liberated.
Yes. That's good, Joe. I like it. By the way, I lived in Sarasota, Bradenton for 5 years. By the way, I taught at New College in Sarasota, and I enjoyed Florida a lot.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather. But here's the thing. I want to echo what my friend Charlie from Florida said. He's exactly right. This false claim by Lindsey Graham, okay? The fact is that these so-called minerals, $12 trillion, most of that is already under Russian control, as he pointed out. That's absolutely true. But I think there's a bigger part of this which may be missing, okay? So we have to remember, right, that this is a, if the noise in the background gets loud, let me know. We have to remember this is a Jewish war against Russia, okay? It's actually part of the same war. The satanic Jews who are massacring 40,000 Palestinians are the same people behind the Jewish war against Russia. Okay, so Lindsey Graham, the ultimate slave of the Jews, right? I mean, I don't know. Does Mossad have 100, 200, 300 hours of videos of this perfidious, let's say, sodomite, Lindsey Graham, right? What's the story behind Lindsey Graham? We all know what the story is. He's definitely afraid of some videos that Mossad has.
Yeah. Right?
But here he is making this outrageous claim, 12 ridiculous. You know what it reminded me of? It's important to remember. Remind me of the Iraq War. Oh, we know the Iraq War was all fought for oil, right? Wasn't it? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. And this war is not being fought for $12 trillion of minerals or whatever ridiculous number he came up with. Lindsey Graham, anytime a war is supported by Lindsey Graham, we know the Jews are behind it, okay? So this is a Jewish war against Russia, and they're attempting to start World War III, the Jews, okay? That's who it is. I'm naming them because that's who Lindsey Graham works for. That's who Joe Biden works for. That's who Mitch McConnell works for. That's for our whole political structure. We have a war which is imminent. They are trying to start a nuclear war against Russia. Okay, now who could be so depraved? Well, guess who? The you-know-whos, right? They could be depraved because they don't think they have to play by our rules. They control our political system. I have to say, Douglas McGregor, I'd like to see him elected president, frankly. You know, why can't we have somebody as great as Colonel McGregor as our president? What do you think?
Yeah. He'd be wonderful. I agree. He'd be wonderful, Joe. He'd be just wonderful.
And the last thing I'll say is I heard a comment, I think it was in RT. You know, Peter LaValle, who hosts that show on RT, he's very good. And making the point that it was either him or one of his guests. So the way the Judeo-Anglo-American Empire starts wars, they don't actually initiate them. What they do is they bait people and they trap them into doing a response. And then when the response happens, oh, you're attacking us, right? It's the actually it's the foreign policy equivalent of the Jew cries out in pain when he strikes you. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the way they start these wars, and this is what they're trying to do now. Country on earth would not retaliate if another country started firing long-range missiles onto their territory. This is what's happening. Of course, Russia has to respond, but we have such a dumbed-down Jewish slave political system here that somehow they're going to look like they may get away with it, right? What does it mean if we attack the territory of Russia? It means World War III, okay? I just want to wake people up because, you know, this is one war. It's a Jewish war against Russia, and it's run by the same satanic Jewish psychopaths who are massacring 40,000 Palestinians. And I will say, yes, I believe we need to MAGA, MAGA, MAGA all the way, make America great again, but we also MIPA, MIPA, make Israel Palestine again. Thanks.
Love it, Joe. Love it. Love it. Great call. Great call. James and Charlotte, join the conversation, James.
Hello. Good day, Dr. Fetzer. Yeah, what I wanted to talk about, to change the subject a little bit, what I'm hoping to see is going to be the next step that Congress takes after this contempt of Congress vote on Merrick Garland.
Yeah,
there've been contempt. I think was Eric Holder the last Attorney General to be issued a held in contempt of Congress, or maybe it was Loretta Lynch. I know Holder was, and I think maybe his successor, Loretta Lynch, may have been as well. But nothing came of it, really. I mean, but there is a practice that dates all the way back to 1857, when Congress passed a law making the act of contempt of Congress a criminal act. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna of Florida says she is going to introduce a resolution. I don't know, she may have already introduced it on something inherent contempt, which is what it's called, that will allow, if Merrick Garland does not respond to Congress's request for the tape of the Biden interview, that the House Sergeant at Arms will be given the power to go and arrest him. And I mean, I think this is something that has to be done sooner or later. I mean, they can't be allowed, the administration and the officers, the Attorney General and other officers can't be allowed to simply ignore a contempt of Congress and do nothing and have no repercussions from it. I'm hoping this is going to go through. I mean, she says that she'll introduce this resolution to be voted on. If it does pass, then we may see Merrick Garland arrested.
But James, if it wasn't in place at the time he committed the offense, it would be a retrospective law, which I think is unconstitutional. But you could find him, no doubt, in contempt on other grounds. Apparently, he withheld the audio tapes of the her interview with Biden because he so wanders around, his incompetence is so manifest. He can't answer the simplest questions. It's obvious that he's mentally incompetent, that Garland was willing to run the risk of contempt of court to keep that from the public domain. So I would suspect once you passed such an amendment, then a subsequent action could lead to the criminal pursuit you described, but I don't believe it would be constitutional to, you know, indict him for on the basis of a law that did not exist at the time the offense occurred. James, do you have a further thought you'd like to add?
I'm not sure exactly what your point is about that. This law is over 150 years old. It dates from 1857.
Yeah, that's the law, but it's not. Oh, is it a criminal? That's the one that makes that a criminal offense, is over 150 years old?
Yes.
Oh, then yes. I stand corrected. Very good, James. Yeah, she's just bringing it to the attention that he's violated that law. I'm all for it. I'm all for it, James.
Yeah.
Give us a final thought.
All I can say is that with Congresswoman Luna introducing this resolution, I guess you'd only know that the best man in Congress turns out to be a woman.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, good point. James, this is very good. I'm glad you mentioned it and clarified my misunderstanding. Thank you on all counts. Alan in Texas. Yeah. Alan, join the conversation. Alan.
Yeah, heard the click. Yeah, hey Jim, how you doing? I'm probably not going to be real popular today, but you know, I've been listening, and I've heard people call in and say, I must have heard Antichrist 25 or 30 times today. You know, hey folks, all you religious people out there, not saying don't believe what you believe, what makes you feel good, but you know, what if the Antichrist isn't a person? It's not Viktor Orban in Hungary. You know, it's not Netanyahu in Israel. It's not the new Jewish chick in charge of Mexico. What if the Antichrist is something that is ubiquitous in today's world, which everyone uses, except for me, because a good friend of mine long ago, who was, Jim, have you ever met one of those people that are just scary smart that you can show them the introduction to War and Peace and they know exactly what the whole novel is about, you know. This guy told me, what if the Antichrist is the Internet, which is the global control mechanism?
Yeah, well, I don't buy it. I have a colleague who published a book describing the Internet as a new Gutenberg press. I mean, it's in a huge boost for populism, given Americans, ordinary Americans, an opportunity to speak their voice. I think on balance, the Internet has been a massive force for good, and that they didn't realize how much it was going to run contrary to the interests
Jim,
of the elite and the authoritarian. Yeah.
Jim, data is the new money. It's like if you have 100 data points, that doesn't make much. If you have 8 billion data points, that creates predictability. You know, everyone loves, you know, well it's convenient and accessible. And it's like, well, I couldn't have my business if I didn't have the Internet. But, Jim, you're older than me, and you remember the world the way it used to be. It was not a really bad world. You know, I never lived in a big city. I never lived in New York or San Francisco or anywhere. But, you know, when the Internet came in, I saw friends of mine get on the Internet, and the closest I can say is the souls were sucked out of them.
Well, that's a metaphor, of course. Alan, I mean, I don't quite buy it, but I appreciate your point of view, and I'm glad for you to make the argument here. I'm glad for you to make the argument here, Alan. Thank you. Susie in Arizona. Susie, join the conversation. Susie.
Hi. I just want to say, I think Aaliyah is onto something about Trump, as well as Peter from Los Angeles. I think trusting him or doing anything is a little bit, which take precautions. And while he may do some good things, I don't think that he's going to be, you know, do anything great. A reminder, what he did in 2020 is prop up corporations and decline small business. And it happened once. And we're now headed into now a perceived bird flu pandemic. So Trump may be the perfect one to put in charge so that all of his Pied Piper followers will just go along and follow him off the cliff.
Susie, a lot of us are concerned about this, so I don't know how we're going to be able to test it until he's in office and we find out what happened. But we don't have to be lemmings. We can protest and, you know, create an opposition. I have in the past, of course, thought he was our great hope for the future. Now, of course, with all of his enthusiasm for genocide and suppressing protests, I'm not at all so sure. So I share your concern. I share your concern, Susie. Go ahead. Give us a final thought. Give us a final thought.
I see friends and family becoming Pied Piper lemmings. And to me, it is closing your mind to what he can do in the future. It's a little.
You're getting a little muffled, Julie. Could you repeat that last part? I couldn't make out the words.
Yes. I think that his Pied Piper lemmings who are willing to follow him off the cliff, it's a little alarming because I have friends and family who are in a Pied Piper lemmings who are willing to follow him off the cliff. And
he has tens of millions of very devoted followers, Susie, no doubt about it. He's a real phenomenon as a political figure in American history. I agree with all that.
You know, keep minds open to what could happen under him.
Susie. Yeah, thank you very much. Good points. Jim in Michigan. Jim, join the conversation.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's a pretty good name you have there, pal. Anyways, I'm just calling because I'm listening to all these callers and Trump Antichrist and, you know, all this other stuff, and I'm just trying to figure out, because, you know, I'm 76 almost this year, and I've been following news for a long time. And I found out, I look at Zero Hedge, I look at Gateway Pundit, like the Conservative Treehouse, I look at all these different, and I'm looking at who controls the narrative. And you look at even Gateway Pundit, you know, and I know it's supposed to be a conservative thing, but you look at all the stories, it's mostly Biden being incompetent. There's not really any real news out there to speak of. And what I like people, because, you know, I went out this morning, I had a flat tire. And you know what? I found out it was the Russians who did it.
You know? Hillary got it right. Yeah, the Russians, everything. Anything bad, it was the Russians.
Well, I listened to it. I heard that you did that John Moore intro, and I love John Moore. I listen to his program every day. But he has a gentleman on there, Jeff Nyquist, who is a Russian historian. He's a very intelligent man. But what it comes down to is when you get so engulfed in your ideology that everything else goes away, okay? And I look at the people of the United States right now, and I look at the news media and look at everything. Let's stop and think about, really, we have in the United States, they poisoned our food. They poisoned our soil. They have taken and militarized the Justice Department, everything else. We've got the J6 people in prison for years without any habeas corpus or anything. I mean, our country is being stolen down the road, okay? And so we have people like Jeff Nyquist going that the Russians are really bad. Well, excuse me, I think Putin has just been absolutely just, okay, we have the upper hand now, but we're not going to go to war. They kicked out the damn bankers. They went from GMO foods to going to be the organic. Everything he's doing, I mean, the Russians, they have fallout shelters. I mean, the Russian people are being protective, and they've kicked out all the bad apples, okay? And I'm thinking, okay, well, is Putin really looking after his people? And I'm thinking, hell yes, you know? And I'm thinking about, is our government really looking after us? Tell me one thing the government does for the benefit of the American people. You know, I have my local fallout shelter that the government provided. No, I don't think so. All they're doing is they're going to get us into war. I think people have to understand it's not Donald Trump is the Antichrist. It's not anything else. Don't follow the narrative that the government is trying to put you in. Stop and think about logically who is the best as far as governments are concerned. Is the Russian government taking care of their people, or is our government taking care of the people? Yeah. And I guarantee you our government doesn't give a shit about the people. I mean, they're going to kill us and everything. Yeah. So I think we have to ask the determination, get away from the Trump Antichrist and get away from the Obama Antichrist. Why don't we just start thinking about what is best for the American people and stop thinking like, Trump is the Antichrist. Come on, that's government propaganda.
Jim, it's all a concern. It's all a concern over whether Trump is going to put America first or Israel first, and there are too many signs of late that he's going to put Israel first. But I agree with your points comparing what Putin's doing for the Russian people versus what Biden is doing for the American. There's no contest. Jim, you made an excellent point. I have another caller go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Good stuff. Peter in L.A., I'm so glad you hung on there, Peter. I'm so glad to get you on. Your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, some really good callers today who really have their eye on the ball. I want to say that the reason why we're in this war, resources and plundering are great. They're always going to be doing that. But the power behind these people that control us, this internationalist cabal of Jews, the power is the power of of the European Central Bank, of the Federal Reserve, the power to print money, which they can give, they can then extend credit to their friends and not extend it. And that way, slowly, and they can purchase and acquire, and all their friends purchase and acquire, too. And that's how they've come into power. The reason why they were there is because the way to undermine these, the way to take them down, is to take away that power to print the money, take away their control over finances, which then means that they can also control politics and the media, which they simply buy. They buy up there. Yeah. So, you know, when Russia, you know, when the ruble and the yuan and the rupee, which they can't control, they've already been thrown out. Putin threw out the oligarchs and took control. At least they don't have control of the Russian banking system. But there's no way they'll ever get control of the yuan. There's not a Chinese fifth column of Jews. It won't work, right? It'll work in Germany. It'll work in France and Italy and United States and North America. It won't work in China. Putin's already thrown them out. It won't work in India. You know, and so this is the whole thing. We've done the pivoting to Asia. Why? Because of the yuan. Once they have no control over the dollar, then they're done for. They're done for. Eventually, then other people will get extended credit, not just their buddies, and there'll be alternative, you know, media that will come out that won't be lying, and they'll get all the business, and so on and so forth. But the way this is all about their control of money, and their control of money means they control our politics. It also means they control American military power, which they have been doing, because they control the politics, you control the military power, and once they don't have the control of the money, that's it.
So, you make a great point for the abolition of the Fed. I'm all with you, Peter. I mean, it was the original Baron Rothschild who said, I care not who controls a government if I control the finances, because he knew it was a key to controlling the country. And so you're spot on, Peter. You're 100% right. I like it. Give us more. Yeah, tell us.
Well, from that, that's the center of the beast. And from that, they acquire the media. From that, they acquire Hollywood. From that, BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street get created, and now they're up and running. And all that, and of course, also they control the Democratic National Committee, Republican National Committee, everything. From that flows everything else.
Yes.
Without that, they're just, you know, money grubbers without money.
Yes. Yes.
So virtually all of the callers have had it. If they haven't had it, the whole thing or whatever, they've had most of it.
Great call. I'm so glad you hung on there to get this in. Excellent. Tom from Utah, call early. I'll get you on tomorrow. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. I want some-